Monday's was an uninspiring performance from the Australian share market. In early trade, it peaked with a gain of around 34 points, and thereafter the market slumped, and for much of the afternoon it was just in positive territory, so it finished with a gain of around 4 points. So within that, the consumer facing sectors actually did the best. That was the consumer staples and consumer discretionary stocks. Consumer staples benefiting from the 5% gain that we saw for Metcash shares. The group reported full year results, and the underlying numbers were actually better than expected, and investors were heartened by the news that the grocery wholesaler will resume dividend payments. So a good day for Metcash shares, not such a good one for Aveo, the organization which runs retirement villages. They are the subject of a Four Corners expose, which will be aired tonight on the ABC, alleging impropriety amongst other things, and that had the shares down by about 11%. Crown Casinos, or Crown Resorts rather, was up by 0.3% at the close of the day. They announced today that the Shanghai District Court had convicted 17 current and 2 former employees of the organisation. So of the 19, 16 were fined $1.7 million. So an update on that front. They said that they wouldn't be commenting on the sentences for obvious reasons. Elsewhere, miners had a pretty good day today. Rio Tinto shares were up by about 1%. Gold stocks, not so good. Newcrest Mining was down by 1%. And oil prices remain at their lowest levels in the better part of a year. So that was weighing on the energy sector. Oil Search was down by about 1/3%. A couple of stocks that did quite well in the absence of any news. Vet operator Greencross up by more than 4%. Bluescape Steel was up by about 3%. And we also saw infrastructure stocks like Sydney Airports and Transurban under pressure. And the Aussie dollar's firmed up a little bit in late Asian trade, trading at 75.8 US cents.